the place where we are, while we are not always able to identify, amen, praise God, what, amen, our destiny will be. And so it is that we allow ourselves sometimes to allow the place where we are dictate who we are. Can we say amen? But tell your neighbor, we never want to, amen, allow ourselves, amen, praise God, to be dictated to by the place that we're in. Amen, praise God. Just because, amen, you are in a place where there is poverty all around, it does not mean you are poor. Amen. Can you say amen? Are you hearing me today?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We cannot allow, praise God, amen, the circumstances that God allow in our life, amen, to dictate to us who we are. Can we say amen? Amen. Yes, you can be in prison and not be back. Tell your neighbor, yeah, you can be in prison and still be free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The worst prison of all is to be captivated in your mind. Hallelujah. The worst prison of all, amen, praise God, is to be bound in your spirit. Can you say amen? When you can be in a low place and in a high place at the same time. Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, I can be in a low place and in a high place at the same time. Why? Because I can praise my God even in my valley. Can you say amen? Because I refuse to let my place dictate who I am. Y'all better praise him today. Can you say amen? Even in the place that I'm in. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has always decreed a destiny for my life. So many in the world are looking around, hallelujah, trying to find out what is their true destiny. Well, let me tell you, if you don't know, God want you saved. He want you to be redeemed, because he had a plan for you before the foundation of the world. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hunch him, and tell him God's way is a best way. Tell him again, God's way is the best way. Bible declares that he had according, and he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, blameless, and before him in love. Tell your neighbor, God's way is the best way. Hallelujah. We're looking for, amen, destiny in our life, and we, amen, have allowed men in our circumstances to tell us what our destiny it will be. But I'm here to tell you, you don't serve man. You better praise him. Tell your neighbor, I don't serve man. Hallelujah. Man didn't make me. Man didn't create me. Man didn't bring me forth. Can you say amen? Man cannot create man. It took a God to make you who you were. It took a God to make me who I am. Can we say amen? So when we look, amen, praise God, in the book of Genesis, praise God, amen, praise God, we see, hallelujah, praise God, God created the man. Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, praise God, God don't work without a plan.
No.
Tell your neighbor, God don't work without a plan. Anytime you see God working, there's a plan behind it. Better praise him today. And every time you see God working, there's a plan behind it. God don't work without a plan. Can you say amen? When he would set up the Aaronic priesthood and the priesthood of Aaron, hallelujah, he gave Moses the details for how to set up the tabernacle. Amen. Praise God. The implements of the tabernacle. He, amen, praise God, did not overlook any detail. Can you say amen? tell your neighbor, men miss things. And they have second thoughts about it. Amen. They missed it in the beginning, and then they come back and have a second thought about it. But God don't have to go back and rethink anything that he has done. He don't have that kind of mind. Can you say amen? And even though sometimes the things that he done hurt his heart, he's still able to work it out for his glory. Y'all better praise him. So praise God. In the book of Moses, in the book of Genesis, praise God, we hear in that 26th verse, God said, let us, hallelujah, make man in our image. No, it was not a group of gods there, a God the Father, and a God the Son, and a God the Holy Ghost. You know, there was only one God. Can you say amen? And if you don't understand verse number 26, read down a little further and it'll make it clearer to you. Can you say amen? Because verse 27 tells us God created man in his own image. Not their images. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. It wasn't three times of men made, just one. Can you say amen? And in that man was the woman. But God would bring her out later. But she was in that man. Can we say amen? But verse 26 said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen. Praise God. God, amen, tell your neighbor, God is not giving the whole story of man's dominion. Can you say amen? He's just, amen, letting out a little light, amen, of what man is going to do. For man is going to rule. Can you say amen? Amen. Not by his own power, but because of God's, amen, desiring to have him in that place. It is the destiny. Can you say amen? That God has created for those that love him and are the called according to his purpose. You ought to praise God for who you are. Come on, praise him for your destiny. Can you say amen? Because you don't see right now all that you're going to be, but because God has said, that's who I am. Guess what? That's who I am. You ought to give him another praise. Intimated, hallelujah, the destiny of humanity, hallelujah, letting it be known that he would rule over his creation. Can you say amen? That was the planet Earth. Can you say amen? But how many know when the writer in Hebrews began to write in the 6th chapter? Can you say amen? He began to tell us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Tell your neighbor, faith is essential to the child of God. We got to believe in him. Amen. Praise God who made us who we are. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? You got to believe in him. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah, amen, the writer begins to write, and he said, it is by faith that we believe that the worlds, can you say amen, were made by, amen, the very word of God. You ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? What you're telling me, preacher, I'm telling you, planet Earth does not represent the world. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there's a whole lot of more the scientists are able to look out in their telescope and see a universe expanding, amen, beyond what they're able even to see with their most powerful telescopes. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's not just a world, but there are worlds. Can you say amen? Oh, you ought to give him a praise today. Amen. Genesis 1 and 26. Hallelujah. As God tells, amen, the creation that he's made, he speaks to man and say, I'm going to give you dominion. I'm going to give you dominion over, amen, the fish of the sea. I'm going to give you dominion over the fowl of the air. I'm going to give you dominion over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But tell your neighbor, that was just one world. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is intimating, hallelujah, what, amen, our destiny is all about. Can you say amen? We come to the song. Can you say amen? And the psalmist began, hallelujah, amen, looking at the world. And as he looks at the world and says, when I consider thy heaven, the work of thy hands, can you say amen? He began to question in his mind, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Can you say amen? For thou hast created him a little lower than the angels. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. That was man's place, but it was not his destiny. Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, that was man's place, but it was not his destiny. Can you say amen? Amen. The psalmist looked and saw, hallelujah, man is different. Can you say amen? For thou crownest him with glory and honor. Tell your neighbor, to be made like God is to have a crown of glory. Or a woman's life is precious because they were made like God. Y'all need to praise him. Can you say amen? Nothing else in the creation of God has this crown that we have, that we are made in the image and the likeness of God. Y'all ought to praise. Can you say amen? But the devil wanted you to distort that image. Can you say amen? So he taught you how to lie. He taught you how to curse. Can you say amen? He showed you how to do abominable things. Can you say amen? Because the devil don't want nobody to see God. Can you say amen? The devil don't want the image of God lifted up in the earth. Amen. But he want us to walk on that image. He want us to lower that image. He want us to make that image a defiled thing. Can you say amen? But when we recognize who we are, we need to tell the devil, no, no. Can you say amen? Oh, no. God didn't make me for all the drugs I can do. He didn't make me for all the liquor I can drink. He didn't make me for all the foul words and deeds that I can accomplish. Can you say amen? But I was made for his pleasure. Y'all better pray. Tell your neighbor, he created me for his pleasure. I'm supposed to worship him. I'm supposed to give him glory. I'm supposed to
somebody. I'm to cause, hallelujah, to lift up my God. Can you say amen? This ain't just one or two. God made every man for the same purpose. Can you say amen? But the enemy got us bounded and binded. Can you say amen? But God never changed his mind. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to live. Hallelujah. As much as you trying to kill yourself, God wants you to live. As much as you trying to destroy your life, God said I would that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Can you say amen? When will we stop agreeing with the devil and agree with God? When will we make up in our mind that I don't want to die, I want to live? Can you say amen? And while I live, I'm going to give my God the glory. While I live, I'm going to give him the praise. While I live, I'm going to honor him.
That's what we just said.
So the psalmist said, what is it that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man? Can you say amen? That thou dost visit him. You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him, amen, with glory and honor. Thou hast put, God start to use the songs. Can you say amen? To open up a little light. Can you say amen? Listen, amen, praise God. Amen, he's moving now to another dimension. Amen. Now we see the place of man. Amen. Praise God. And amen. The honor that God had bestowed upon him. But then the writer in the 8th Psalm said, thou hast put all things under his feet. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God, throw back the curtain. Can you say amen? Show you, amen, what destiny is all about. Amen. That he did not move Adam at that time out of his place. Can you say amen? But the destiny of man was shown because, amen, God, through the psalmist in the 8th Psalm, said, thou hast put all things under his feet. Can you say amen? And so it is, praise God, as we move on through scripture. Amen. The writer questions, can you say amen? Because he acknowledges the place where man is, as he quotes the psalmist in the 8th Psalm. And he said, the psalmist said, thou hast put all things under his feet. And the writer realized that when God say all, he mean all. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God say all, he mean all. And so when he tell those, amen, that are afflicted, that are the righteous of God, can you say amen? When he say, I will deliver you out of all of your trouble, when God say all, he mean all. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? The redeemed of the Lord, that no weapon formed against you will prosper. When he say no weapon, he means no weapon. Y'all better pray. You better give it to him. When God say I'm greater in you than he that is in the world, he mean that no demon, no devil, amen, can come up against the power of God that resides in the child of God. No wonder God say we are more than conquerors. Somebody ought to raise up your hand and tell the devil, I am victorious. I am victorious. Hallelujah. Amen. But here's what the devil do. He show you where you are. Can you say amen? Amen. He bring your place up in front of your face. Tell your
this trouble, and in that trouble, you're hollering victorious, and your mind is troubled. You hollering victorious, and you're bound with drugs, and you're bound with alcohol. Can you say amen? But listen, can you say amen? I will not allow my place to dictate who I am. Can you say amen? My place can't tell me who I am. I gotta look to God to find out who I am. Cause you don't know who you are until God tell you who you are. And the good news is that everyone that is redeemed of the Lord, God has told you who you are. Y'all better praise Him. Tell your neighbor, if you are, that I am the redeemed of the Lord. I got a reason to give it all. My destiny. Amen. God knows my destiny. You better praise Him. So don't get discouraged for where you are. Can you say amen? Just know whose you are. Can you say amen? Don't get discouraged for where you are. Just know who you are. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it don't matter if I ain't got $100 or less in my bank account. I am rich. It don't matter. Can you say amen? I will not allow my place to determine who I am. Can you say amen? Don't buy it. It's a lie from the enemy. You ain't got nothing. You a lie. I am an inheritance. Can you say amen? I got a whole lot right now, and I got a whole lot coming. You better praise
Him. So, writer says, acknowledge. Amen. Praise God. But the writer wrote in Psalms number 8, I acknowledge. Amen. You made him, that is man, a little lower than the angel. Crowned him with glory and honor. And you said you put all things under his feet. But he challenged and he said, but we don't see all things under his feet. Can you say amen? We don't yet see everything under the feet of man. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. Just because you don't see it, can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't mean it ain't real. Can you say amen? Faith is a substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Tell your neighbor, just because you don't see it, it don't mean it ain't real. Can you say amen? The good news is, no believer, hear me, ain't no believer gotta call those things that are not as though they were. No believer got to do that. Can you say amen? And your neighbor, God already took care of that for you. Can you say amen? You wouldn't even know how to call on. Can you say amen? Didn't God tell you, amen, I can do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can think or even ask? So you wouldn't even know sometimes what to call on. Can you say amen? But God already took care of it. Amen. He brought everything into existence that you would need. Faith is not about what is not. It's about what you see not. Can you say amen? Amen. But God calls you. You don't see it. It don't mean it ain't real. Y'all better pray for him. Can you say amen? That's your neighbor just because you don't see it. It don't mean it ain't real. And every promise
presence of God is real. Can you say amen? And whether or not you out, you going to come out. Can you say amen? Y'all better pray him. And whether or not it look like you poor, if you the redeemed of the Lord, you are not poor. Can you say amen? You are rich beyond your ability even to understand. Can we say
amen?
We don't see it.
Yes, Lord.
We don't see it. Can you say amen? And there we go, getting in agreement with the enemy. We don't see it. We don't see it.
Help me, Lord.
We don't see it. But here's the thing. What do you see? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you might not see your way out, but what do you see? Can you say amen? And the writer said, while we don't see everything under our feet at this time, we see Jesus. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I see my way out. If I see the Lord, I see my deliverance. If I see the Lord, I see my victory. If I see the Lord, I need to say, we're looking for too much. And all you need to look for is one thing. Can you say amen? Can you see Jesus? Can you see him? If you can see Jesus in your valley, then you ought to stop worrying. Can you say amen? If you see him in your storm, then you ought to stop worrying. Can you say amen? And the enemy tell you you ought to worry, and you tell the enemy no, because I see Jesus. Can you say amen? I see my way. I see my help. I see my deliverance. I see my Savior. The writer let us see Jesus in similar circumstances.
It's true.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God.
God,
we see Jesus. We see him in the flesh.
Yes,
yes, being made lower than the angels.
Yes, yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? When we look at Jesus in the flesh, we see a man like we were. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. When we see Jesus, amen. Praise God. We see somebody who needed to eat, who needed to sleep, who needed to rest.
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
That was the place that he was in.
Amen.
But even in that place, he was still God.
He was.
He was.
Can you say amen? Even while he needed to sleep and eat, can you say amen? He was still able to stand outside of the tomb of Lazarus and call to a dead man that had been dead 4 days. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. The word that cut the silence was the name of a dead man. Lazarus! Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. Can you say amen? I don't know how God do what he do. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, he does what he does. And whatever he does it well. Y'all gotta praise him. And say amen. He spoke to that dead man 4 days dead, who ought to have been sticky. Can you say amen? Told that dead man to come forth. Can we say amen? And sure enough, amen, the dead responded. Can you say amen? Even in grave clothes, he still came up out of that tomb. Can you say amen? If God can speak to a dead man 4 days dead, can you say amen? You better know he can speak in your circumstance. He can speak in your situation. He can tell you to come out. Can you say amen? And amen, if you know like I know, when God call you out, it don't matter what you gotta drag along. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? When God say come out, can you go come out? Can you say amen? I don't care how many layers deep the enemy is lined up against you. If God say come out, can you Jesus, amen. They ain't gonna stop you, amen. The enemy cannot hold back, amen, the word of God. And if he had determined that you be free, then you will be. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? And what God set free, you ain't gotta worry about getting locked up all over again. Cause whom the Son set free is free indeed. Y'all better praise him. We see Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. What is it? Amen. Praise God. God is, amen. Praise God. Letting it be known to the people of God that I've destined you to rule.
Hey.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Scripture.
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, everything will be brought under the dominion of his feet.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes,
he will conquer every enemy. Amen. Tell your neighbor, hey. Amen. No yes. enemy will stand before the Lord.
Oh, no.
He will conquer every enemy.
Yes.
And the last enemy to be destroyed will be death.
Yes.
Can you say
yes.
thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. God will stand in your behalf, in my behalf, to war for us, to make intercession for us. Can you say amen? Can he bring everything down to their knees? Amen. Everything is for the reason. No, confess and amen. Amen. And hallelujah. Acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. Can you say amen? To the glory of God and our relationship. Amen. To God. Amen. Being children of the Lord. Amen. Is that we have a part in him. And as the Lord conquers every enemy. Amen. To bring about a brand new age and new heavens and new earth. Can you say amen? As God conquer every enemy. Amen. Praise God. My place in God is secure. For what God wins, he not win for himself. He wins for me. You better praise him. For himself, he won it for you, he won it for me. He didn't win the victory over death, hell, and the grave for himself. Can you say amen? He did it for you, he did it for me, that we might stand with him and declare, I also am the redeemed of the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. And understanding that you will have the testimony that God has. What testimony is it? Jesus said, I am he that lived and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Can you say amen? Anybody that's redeemed can stand up and say, I am he that lived and was dead. But behold, yeah. I am alive forevermore. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, God won that testimony for me. Anybody want a confession right now? Stand on your feet. Amen. Say, I am he. I am he. Amen. That living. I was dead, but I am alive forevermore. I was dead, but I am alive forevermore. My destiny is to rule. Tell your neighbor, my destiny is to rule. I am a ruler. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you are the redeemer of the Lord, tell your neighbor, I am a ruler. I am a ruler. The whole story. Can you say amen? But God has determined. Can you say amen? He determined it from the very beginning that I will rule. Can you say amen? Anybody know you will reign along with me? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And in
Amen. The word of God. There is not just the earth. Can you say amen? I ain't reigning over this earth. Only. Can you say amen? Maybe for a little while in the millennium. But that's just 1,000 years. But what's 1,000 years compared to eternity? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, I ain't ruling over this earth. Can you say amen? Amen. And praise God. All these crazy people trying to rule over here. Can you say amen? I ain't worried about ruling over here. I got a greater reign. My reign is with Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. If he didn't make one world in vain, how about the world? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. By faith, we believe that the worlds were framed by the word of the God. And so I declare to the enemy, amen, praise God, that I will rule. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? You got, amen, my hand in the stocks, like Paul and Silas. But it don't make no difference.
I'm telling you.
I'm still free. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I'm at the bottom of the list. Everybody passing over me for promotion. That's all right. It don't matter. Can you say amen? Because God has determined my destiny. I will reign with him. So every child of God. Amen.
Oh my God.
Don't walk with your head
down. No.
Know who you are.
Hey.
Amen. Praise God. Don't walk in fear. Know who you are.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God has put you apart from everybody else in the world.
Oh my God.
It's a special thing to be saved.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank
it's a special
Jesus.
Thing to belong to God.
Yes.
And if you're not saved, you're living beneath your privilege.
Come on. Amen.
You don't know him like that. Amen. Praise God. You're not living your best life. Amen. Pray. If you're not walking with him, can you say thank you, Jesus? You're cheating yourself. Can you say amen? If he don't have you, amen, praise God, in his bosom, and you don't have him indwelling in your spirit, amen, you are not what you could be. Can you say amen? You can be so much more in the Lord Jesus Christ. So why live in real poverty when you can be rich? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why live in real bondage when you can be free? Why live burden when you can be, amen, praise God, free of your burden? And if you get any, you ain't got to keep none of it. Because every child of God is told by God, cast your cares on me. Can you say amen? He don't want you carrying nothing. God don't want you worrying. Not for a moment, not for a day, not for a minute. Every approach to the child of God by God is peace be unto you. Can you say amen? I'm not troubled. Amen. And the enemy in the world, and sometimes your brothers and sisters don't understand how you're going to be at peace. Can you say amen? But all you got to tell them is, I see Jesus.
That's who I see. Wonderful Savior.
As long as you can see him.
And you are right.
As long as you can see that he's the way maker. As long as you can see he's the deliverer. As long as you can see that he will never fail you or come short of his promise. As long as you can see Jesus, you ain't going to have no need to cry. You ain't going to have no need to hold your head down. Amen. Praise God. Ain't going to need to have, amen, praise God, low esteem of yourself. Because you're a ruler.
That's why.
Can you say amen? It's your destiny. You're going to rule. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. Who would want to rule over a sandbox and you can rule over a castle?
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Who would want to rule over a sandbox? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. When you can have the castle to rule over. Don't cheat yourself. Don't deny what God has done for you. What God did for us, nobody else could have done it.
That's right.
He didn't do it in vain. He got a plan. There's a plan behind everything that he does. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And when he said, I put everything under God, under the foot of man, all things, that means that everything in the universe and in the new heaven and the new world will be under our feet as we are under the feet of God. Even the angels will serve us.
Yesterday.
Can you say amen? Who serve him?
My God.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
But preacher, we were made a little lower than the angels. Yeah, that was our place, but that was not our destiny.
No.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
so, praise God, we were encouraged. Don't you let your place dictate to you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Maybe you ain't got a whole lot materially, but know who you are.
Yeah.
Maybe you got storms in your life, but know that you have conquered and restored through the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that God sets before us, not only and determines to us, not only our place, but also our destiny. And I don't care where he puts you, shine for him. Don't care where he places you, give him the glory. Don't care what you got to go through, you hold on to who he is and magnify his name, because our destiny has not changed. Give God a praise.